juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city. It's that time again to mix it up with Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios. I'm Keisha here with Josh. And how are you doing today, Josh?
I'm chilling. Got out of class, but I've been doing all right. How are you doing, Keisha?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this nice Florida weather.
It's been enlightening interviewing the residents that make up the new voices of Duval. Today, we'll be sharing the view of Duval County native from the north side of town, Homer Wright III.
He's going to share his point of view on downtown entertainment, sports, and local media. Personally, I enjoy the downtown area. Like I said, Five Points, Jaguars, they can do a little bit better. And local media news, I love watching the First Coast News.
Let's see what Homer has to say.
Cool.
I am a native of Jacksonville, Florida, born and raised. So me personally, I love it. Going downtown, it doesn't seem like a large metropolitan area. You know what I mean? A lot of people just finding things to do because there really wasn't much to do. Now that they're bringing back all of these businesses, all these vendors. In fact, the Jacksonville Landing was being torn down, but that was a large part of specifically their economy. The busiest part was the Landing. That's what really brought all the business. And then when there were events, the Jacksonville Jaguars really contributed a lot when that came in 95. But from 95 until about when they started really discussing and planning on revitalization, there was just nothing. You know what I mean? We would take trips downtown. I remember riding the Skyway as a kid, and it was always the same Skyway. They didn't have any other track to go anywhere else except for just the central downtown area. Even with the things that we have, like the football team and, you know, our local news, I still don't think we get enough media coverage. And if we do, it seems to be, you know, very sparse at minimal. I'd watch a lot of ESPN. I'm a guy, you know, of course, we watch sports a lot. So whenever they would talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars or any other sports team that would be close to Jacksonville, it almost gets 2 to 3 minutes of airtime. After that, it's like, okay, so that was it for Jacksonville. So I'd like more media attention, more creatives to get spotlight, you know what I mean? Content creators, film studios, TV studios.
Little known fact about the River City. Before Hollywood became the mecca of glitz and glam, the bold city of the South is where silver screens and film stars' dreams dwelled. From production studios getting their start here, like Metro Pictures, now known in Hollywood as MGM, to the historic Picture Palaces, still in operation today, the Florida Theater and San Marco Theater.
And you definitely can't forget about the Ritz Theater, which was once known as the Harlem of the South, having hosted artists like Duke Ellington and Dizzy Gillespie.
I would like to see more creative, more talent. In fact, I remember some time ago, and this was, man, I think I was a kid also, but there was a TV show that was filmed here. It was short-lived. I think it aired on CBS.
Jacksonville has a rich history of entertainment. The question is, can it return as a competitor in the entertainment scene? What do you think, Josh?
Most definitely. I think that there's a lot of good talent coming out of Jacksonville, but I also think the growth that the city's been seeing as well also has the opportunity to, you know, host major concerts from top artists, especially with the expansion of the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium and all the Heat Shot Cons bringing to the city as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I've been to a lot of the open mics, and there are a lot of good rappers, MCs, poetry artists, lyricists. I mean, I've seen violinists, saxophone players. I've seen a lot of good talent coming out of Jacksonville, Florida. So I know this definitely could be another hot spot for the entertainment scene.
Most staff. You know, I thought Homer made some great points. What do you think, Keisha?
Yeah, I think he makes some excellent points, especially when he spoke about the Landing. Honestly, I used to come back and visit while I was stationed in New Jersey. I used to come back to visit my sisters, and I loved the Landing. I mean, it had a lot of restaurants. There was a lot of things to do. You could see the people skateboarding. I used to just go down to people watch, and it was fun. So now that I've moved back here, and they tore it up, so I was kind of disappointed in that, but I am wanting to see, like, what's next? What's the new thing to come to Jacksonville?
Me personally, I liked Homer's point about media coverage. You know, I feel like, you know, we definitely got a lot of good things going on locally, but on the national sense and even within Florida, Jacksonville doesn't get a whole lot of love, you know, and I think that's something that we should try to amplify as residents in this city.
Right.
And we're going to be doing that right here at Mixed Theory Studios.
Right.
Make sure you tune in for the next episode of Jacksuppose. We're going to be talking with Valerie Mayfield, another native to Jacksonville. We'll be touching on the income disparity and the economic climate of the First Coast.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native or a transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
Jacksuppose is an MTS original podcast sponsored by Mixed Theory Studios. We want to thank Homer Wright III for participating in our interviews for this past summer. Our production team,
Dante Belton, Vince Locke, Lakeisha Willis, and Josh Cuellar.
Last but not least, our original music created by our in-house producers, Punch Boy and DJ PM, with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out our transcripts for sources and statistics presented in this episode.